Hey, it's Brian. Got a great question we're diving into on this here podcast. But first, you are all here because you want to grow and develop in your sports career. I mean, why else would you be listening? It's not my sultry voice or my sense of humor. Nope, you're here to get ahead. And if you're truly serious about this and you want to jump way ahead in your sports career, check out our Work in Sports Academy courses. So far, I've created four courses: Gaining the Right Experience, Networking and Building Personal Relationships, Your Resume, Cover Letter, and Personal Brand, and How to Nail Your Interviews for Jobs and Internships. Maybe you need just one course. You're about to head into some serious interviews and you want to deep dive into group interviews, video interviews, phone interviews, face-to-face interviews, and all those techniques. Or maybe you really need a strategy and tactics to build your network. Pick your course. $39. That's it. Great deal. Or maybe you need all four courses. If you're pretty new in the industry, maybe you're in college, that is likely. There's a lot of things you need to do to be the best possible candidate. Now you can bundle them all together for just $99. That's 38% savings over buying them individually. Great deal. So check out workinsports.com/gameplan to get more information. And if you're a professor or a high school teacher and think to yourself right now, whoa, this would be awesome to incorporate throughout our sports management program, I can work you a screaming deal. So contact me today, bclap@workinsports.com. That's two P's, C-L-A-P-P, B as in Brian, bclap@workinsports.com. Or just hit me up on LinkedIn. We'll make this work. All right, let's start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at workinsports.com, and this is the Work in Sports podcast. Let's jump right into things. Actually, I want to make one point first before I get into today's question, which is a really good one. We just reached 17,000 active sports jobs on workinsports.com. That's a totally new record. To be exact, 17,281. I keep hearing people talk about how competitive it is in the industry right now, and they aren't wrong. But the jobs are out there, and we have them all. And before you think to yourself, I don't need to pay for a premium membership to workinsports.com, I have Google. You're going to waste so much time doing Google searches, and you're never going to find the thousands of jobs we have because you don't even know the employers exist or what to search for, or how to find them, and you're going to spend so much time looking for that needle in a haystack that's already on our site. We work with over 8,000 sports employers. We have all the jobs. So make it easy on yourself and start with us. Save time, be more efficient, all that good stuff. And for all of you students, go to workinsports.com/students. The deal on there we're running is crazy. $30 for a 6-month membership. I'm no math guy, but that's $5 a month. All you have to do is sign up using your .edu email address so we know that you actually are a student, and you will save time, find the best sports jobs, and match your resume against all the job openings on our website. Oh yeah, I didn't mention that part. You heard me say 17,000 and you thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of work going through all that to find the right matches. Oh no, we do that for you. Upload your resume. We make the computers do all this cool work for us. They look at your resume, they being the computers. They look at your resume. I'm not a tech guy, can you tell? They look at your resume, scan it, compare it to all over 17,000 jobs, bada bing, bada boom, does some computer magic, and boom, you've got matches. 5-star matches, 4-star matches, lets you know those ones that are the best suited for your current skill set. It's awesome. So check it out, workinsports.com. Okay, today's question. Josh from Indiana. Hey, Brian, everyone always starts out by kissing your you-know-what, and I guess I'm no different. Just a sincere thanks from this guy. You've taught me a ton. In the last year, I've built my network up and been doing your heat checks every 6 months or so. It really works. Thank you. If people listening don't know what I'm talking about, you need to take Brian's Gaining the Right Experience course. My question. I have two job offers right now, and I'd love your advice. One is at my dream company, but isn't for my ideal role or department. The other is a role that I really want, but the company is just okay. What would you do? Okay, Josh, thanks for all the kind words, and nice job phrasing your question. What would you do? If you had said, what should I do? I would have gone into a rant about how I can't make decisions for you. I can only advise. You know, I don't want to be put in a corner where I make a decision for your life and then you come back. There's nothing but downside for me, because then you'd come back and be upset with me if it didn't work out. But since you asked what I would do, you gave me cover to answer this in full. So I'm going to do it. First things first, I already said thank you, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I mean, first things first, thanks for the kind words about our work. Let's pick that up. Three, two. First things first, thanks for the kind words about our Work in Sports Academy courses, and I'm glad they are really working for you. Now, what I would do, drum roll, please. As long as the job being offered isn't something way out of the realm, like you want to be, in marketing and it's janitorial work, I'd take the job at the company I've always dreamed of working for. Lots of reasons for this. Now, again, this is what I would do, okay? But there's lots of reasons for this. Let me explain, and then I'm going to go even deeper upon a very important concept, so stay tuned for that. Number one, there's a lot of pride that comes from being at the company you want. When I worked at CNN, I was just so proud to be there. It almost like the role didn't matter. I was in an environment I wanted to be in, and that helped me thrive. It got the best out of me. It challenged me every day. And if this is somewhere you've thought a long time about working and have wanted to be in those walls, take it. Really, really take it. Because there's a certain amount of pride that will come through and it will make you do the best possible job. And I think that's really important and often doesn't get thought about enough in this process, about how you're going to feel about being there. Number two, role is actually a lot less important at this phase of your career. You're not going to start out getting your dream job, okay? It's not all going to be perfect. You're going to work your way into certain things. So yeah, you want to be in the right kind of realm, but the exact role, you still have so much to figure out about what that role is. You may think what you want right now, it maybe isn't. Get in with the right company, see and observe how things work, learn about a lot of different roles, and things could change. Number three, your resume strength moving forward. I would assume you don't dream of working for a crappy company. So you're probably dreaming of working for one of the big dogs. You know, if you dream of working for Nike or Adidas or, you know, ESPN or for the New York Yankees, those are dream kind of jobs. I get it, right? You take that, they're going to stand out on your resume forever. For me, I have CNN, Sports Illustrated, and Fox Sports on my resume. Those are pretty powerful. That gets people's attention when I send out my resume to them and work in sports. I mean, of course, people notice that too. But I'm just saying, like, those are certain things that stand out, and you can't ever take those away. So that matters too, is having that resume strength moving forward at a big company or a company that has credibility and power. Number four, you position yourself for upward moves, okay? Let me explain this, okay? I'm going to go into some depth here. So, when I'm hiring, 50% of the time that I'm hiring, I am looking at external people. I want to bring in some new blood. And 50% of the time, I want to hire people from the inside. Now, I don't go into it thinking, this time I'm going to hire somebody from the inside, and that time I'm going to hire somebody from the outside. It kind of happens that way. And the reason is twofold. Sometimes you want to bring in people that have experience from the outside, that are going to bring in new perspectives, they're going to have a new viewpoint on things, and that's really great, okay? And they're competing against everybody else out there externally that's applying for this job. And sometimes, you know, I want to send a message to my organization. I want to say, look, if you work hard and you do a good job, there's upward mobility for you here, and I'm going to promote this person from within. And that person's really not competing against anybody else, because they might only be the one or two candidates in the office that are right for that promotion. So when you're in the building, you put yourself in a really good position to be available for promotions within the organization or role changes. You're getting to know all the right people. And we're going to go into a little bit more depth than this, but really you're in a spot where you increase your chances at being hired there. Again, if I'm an external candidate trying to apply for a job at ESPN, right? I've never worked there. I may have some network people that I know there. I may have some other credibility, but I'm basically applying and trying to stand out against every other person out there applying from the outside. But if I'm on the inside, I might only be competing against three or four or one or two other people. The field is narrowed, and I've already proven myself, so I've got a leg up. So being an internal hire, being an internal person, has a great advantage if it's a company you want to be at. And number five, if it's the company you dream of, there's huge potential for you. inside the business moving on up, right? If you're at a large organization that has a power credibility, which is, I'm assuming that you are, it hasn't been your dream your entire life to work at a small marketing agency. I don't think. Chances are it's one of the big people. This huge insides is some of the upside of some of these companies. There's opportunities around every corner. And again, you may become exposed to other roles you hadn't even considered before because at large organizations, there's very specific roles. Okay, so here's the goal. Take that job that's at the company you want. Put in a year and understand the options to move up or into a different department in the organization. Find your exact role, right? At CNN, we had people that started out as production assistants. After putting in some time, they moved on to PR. They went to on-air roles. They worked in promotions or in guest booking. Things tend to filter out from those entry-level jobs. That's totally normal. But by being there, they were in a position to do that. So let's dig in a little deeper. Let's expand upon this idea of moving departments within an organization, because again, you said that you'd be starting in a role that wasn't your ideal role. So eventually you're going to want to move to that of ideal role, or, you know, other things could happen too. Let's not keep this out of the realm of possibility. You could find out that you absolutely love this role. It could work out great for you and you want to grow within whatever role you didn't originally think was your ideal. But let's go on to this assumption. This is assuming you've taken the role at the company you love, even if it's not the perfect role. And now we're going to fast forward a year to reevaluate. You're 1 year into the company. You've worked your butt off for this year. You've proven yourself. Okay, all those things are important. Number one, do you still love this company? Are you still, now that you've been inside it for a long time, for a year, is this still the company you've always dreamed of? Because sometimes things change when you're on the inside. So evaluate that. Number two, have your objectives changed? Do you still dream of this other role, or maybe you've found some other fit somewhere else? If it's yes and yes, well, now let's talk about how you change roles. Because remember, I told you it is an advantage to be in the operation rather than at a lesser organization. So let's think about this. You have the benefit of being an internal hire. We already kind of went through that, but also you understand the business. There is less time that is needed to train you. There's more proof of concept because you've already proven you're a good worker, which means there's less unknown. You are a more attractive person for the organization to hire because you know the company goals, the challenges it faces, and the competitors. You have a knowledge advantage over everyone else that's applying for these jobs. You've put yourself in this year, you've put yourself in a position where you are a known commodity. So in that year of work, there's a couple of things you can do to even enhance that further. Look for cross-functional opportunities. Now, cross-functional means across departments, right? Often, projects require many different groups. Sales will have something that they have a sponsorship they sell, and they'll work with the marketing department and the promotions department and the social media department to work on certain projects to get that sponsorship out there. You know, for example, it's just one example of thousands. Well, if you look for those kind of opportunities, that allows you to network and get to know people in these other departments. Which brings me to my next point. Network in the building as often as you can. And that could be networking events sponsored by the company, or just opportunities cross-functionally, or just opportunities at lunch things, or whatever it may be. Company workshops, training sessions, get out there and be visible, because if your dream is to be in a different department, it's sure going to help you if you get to know people in other departments. So be visible. It doesn't mean you're constantly trying to recruit yourself somewhere else. At this phase, in that first year, you're just trying to get to know other people within the organization so that when the opportunity comes up, you can jump on it, right? So what's the process? Let's say you're now a year in and you've seen this job come up. That was your dream. It's a sports marketing coordinator. I'm just making this up because I don't know what Josh's actual ideal role is. But let's say you started out in sales because that was where the opportunity was, but you really want to work in the marketing department. Well, what's the process? Ideally, over this past year, you've had many one-on-one meetings with your manager, and it is absolutely best, maybe not right away, maybe not in the first 2 months you're on the job, but maybe after 6 months, it's absolutely important to start expressing some of your long-term goals. You know, work your butt off, prove yourself every day, do the best job you possibly can, but be transparent too. honesty is really important in this process. It serves you well to be straight because it shows integrity, right? You're not sneaking around behind anybody's back trying to do job interviews. Do not do that. No sneaking around conducting interviews without talking to your current boss first. This always blows up in your face. It's like a bad romance on a Lifetime movie. Oh, I never thought I'd get caught. You're going to. It'll blow up. It'll be terrible and there will not be a happy ending. So be transparent with your boss. I'm saying like 6 months into this job, you know, if you have a one-on-one meeting with your boss, start talking about some of your long-term goals. Start talking about how you've always wanted to work in marketing. And if there's opportunities to work cross-functionally with that group, you'd love to take those on. You know, be honest about that. So when you see a role open, you know, that fits your long-term objectives within the company, now you need that first conversation to be with your manager, you know, and hopefully they aren't all that surprised because you've already kind of told them some of your long-term goals. You know, you come in, you're a year into it now. And for the last 6 months, you've been kind of talking to them and saying like, you know what, I do really like what they're doing over in the marketing department. I would love to have some cross-functional opportunities there. I worked on this project. It went really well. I really enjoyed it. Then you see this job opening pop up and you go to your boss and say, I think this could be a great opportunity for me. What do you think? You know, by involving them in the process, they're going to be so much more apt to embrace you and embrace it. Now, I know what you're thinking. If I tell them what I really want, they're going to be offended. They're going to blackball me and I'll never get anywhere. This is the kind of rhetoric we tell ourselves. This is the narrative we tell ourselves out of fear. Now, I'm not going to tell you this never happens because there are some shit. Well, I mean, crappy, almost swore there. And then we'd have to have an explicit ranking. There are some crappy bosses out there who are petty and juvenile who may hold it against you. That could happen. I will not deny it. But the vast majority of employers want to see you grow in the direction you want to go. And the smart employers realize that it makes them look really good when you go on to great things in the organization. It reflects well on them because they brought you in and they trained you and they helped you move on. And that's all good. So step one, have a really good relationship with your manager. We always talk about relationships and how much they matter, but it's not just with your network of contacts or important people in the industry. It's with your coworkers, managers, supervisors, executives, HR people, the security guard at the desk. Like, have good relationships with everybody because then everybody wants to see you do well. And if you work really hard day in and day out, everyone's going to respect you and your growth in the company and your value to the company. So again, when you talk to your manager and say, hey, this role came up, I am really excited about it. It looks really cool. Make sure you frame it the right way though too. It isn't that you have a displeasure with them. Like it's not like you hate them as a boss or that you rule you currently have stinks. This is about your professional growth and make sure they understand you love being in this organization. You want to keep growing no matter what happens. You are dedicated to your role and job until your status changes. Like, you are committed to everything day in and day out. You will always be a hard worker, but this is just something you want to explore. Make it a positive. I know it's a tough conversation to have with a manager, handle it delicately, but I also think that's why you start planting this seed early and be transparent and talk about your long-term goals and working cross-functionally with other groups and being visible at networking events. Handle it delicately. Handle this conversation delicately because you don't want to offend your current manager. But hopefully the relationship you have built and the work ethic you've shown to date will help make the whole thing a lot easier. Now, if you've been a crappy employee for the first year, don't even bother with any of this. You have to earn everything. If you have a great attitude, handle things professionally, and do a great job, your boss will likely want you to be successful. Most companies, especially the larger ones, will have an internal transfer procedure. But first, talk to your boss. Get their blessing. Talk to the new hiring manager. Hopefully, you'll come with an endorsement from your current boss. Or then maybe talk to your HR rep and ask them if there's a process. Okay, so now let's go to the negative side. What if your current boss says, no? I don't want you to take this job. I don't want you to leave. I don't think, whatever. Take a deep breath first. Do not respond emotionally because your first response, your first instinct is going to be like, what's wrong with this guy or girl? Like, what's wrong with them? Why don't they want this for me? You know, like you're going to overreact. So your first response to breathe. And then your second thing you say as professionally as you can is, can I ask why? because you need to find out if they don't think you're ready or if they're just not able to let you go. If you are not ready, understand that they're actually probably saying this to help you. So respond in kind and ask them if they can help you become ready in the near future, because this is a goal you have for yourself. Now, if on the flip side, they're just not willing to let you go, maybe they're understaffed, the boss really depends on you, you have reason to push back, because you have to be a little bit selfish in this process in a respectful way. This is for you. This is your career. You don't really owe anybody anything. I'm not saying you'd kind of be a jerk about it, but you can't be afraid to say, all right, I am ready for this and I'm ready to go. Okay, Josh, I think I've expanded on this concept a lot, but as you can see, I'd take the job with upside rather than just focus on the role. And then I'd set a strategy in place to advance to the role I desired by building a relationship with my manager, being transparent and honest after the first 6 months or so of proving myself in the role, getting their blessing when the role came up, and working through HR or the new hiring manager to get noticed for that role. It's a good process, okay? And trust me, you're going to sleep a lot easier and feel a lot better if you are transparent and you talk to your manager, right? Because you don't want them finding out that you're doing something behind their back. Makes it so much easier. That's it for today. Tomorrow afternoon, I am interviewing Joe Cuomo, who is the Brooklyn Nets equipment manager. Very excited about this. I'm going to turn it around like immediately for Wednesday's podcast. Very excited about that. So talk to you all then. Now it's time to get back to work.